Shit, shit, shit sandwich.
What the fuck is your problem?
Shut up, you freak!
Thanks, I needed that.
Welcome to the real world.
Our department.
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed.
You are the leading asshole in the state.
Bitch, please.
Pass the duchy, my friends.
Remember, a Jedi can feel the Force flowing through him.
What were you doing when the lights went out?
Birdie, num-num.
Lynch me for what my people have done to your people.
Oh, durka-durka-durka.
It's a madhouse! A madhouse!
Warning, if you want your asses blown out, stay in the room.
Hello, and welcome to Dave and Shecky's Groovy Boob Tube Review. I'm Dave.
And I'm Shecky. In our podcast, what we like to do is review movies that are available to you on the boob tube, your television, in the comfort of your own home. Whether we're watching pay-per-view or getting something from our Netflix queue or seeing something maybe on HBO that catches our eye. But this week, it's a little different. This week, a movie came out on DVD that I absolutely had to own. And so Dave ran out and got for me a copy of...
Yeah, the Final Fantasy, Advent Children. Final Fantasy VII, Advent Children.
Indeed. So this, I'm not like the biggest gamer girl ever in the world, but I do like RPG games, and I do really tend to stick with Square Enix's stuff. So I've played Final Fantasy VII a few times, Final Fantasy IX, both versions of 10, and currently have immersed myself in Final Fantasy XI, which is an online game. So I really wanted to get this movie, and to be honest, just between you and me and Dave over here, I downloaded a copy of it from the internets.
Nah, but hey now.
And I watched it like two or three times, but it was completely in Japanese with English subtitles that were not translated by the people of Square. They were translated by some person who happened to know both languages. And so it was kind of, you know, I'd watched it at least three times that way. But when Dave got it, it was kind of interesting to watch it finally with the English English voices in it. What, you were about to say something. I saw it.
Who are these people of Square you speak of?
Square Enix is the company that makes Final Fantasy and made that movie.
I thought you were speaking in code.
I am speaking in code.
People of Square.
People of Square Enix. And gamer people call them Squeenix. That's like the hip term.
Oh, Jesus. Hey,
Squeenix.
Oh, jeez.
So, we got the movie, and it was my week to pick, so this is what we watched. Right off the bat, it's animated, just in case you don't know. And if you don't play the game, this Final Fantasy VII was the most popular Final Fantasy game ever in the history of Final Fantasy games. And this was a game made for the PlayStation 1. So the graphics are little bit graphics, and still it manages to be the hottest selling Final Fantasy game. And it's not so much the graphics as it is the story. The story in the game has just really, it revolutionized RPGs for that time anyway. I mean, this is a game that there's a Japanese magazine called Famitsu. And as of last year, they voted it the second favorite game of all times in the top 100 favorite games. So, I mean, it's really a popular game out there.
Is that a here, too?
Well, this is Japan. There's a website called Game FAQ. That's I believe, an American site. And its users voted Final Fantasy VII as the best game ever. So, it's a popular game. And again, not for the graphics, for the story. So the movie Final Fantasy VII Advent Children takes place 2 years after the game ends. So, and it's, like I said, it's animated. So, Dave, tell me what your thoughts are.
It's very good animation.
Okay, good night.
Very good animation. And I don't know. I'm not sure where to begin.
Well, the main character in the game and in this movie is Cloud Strife. And at the end of the game, he had lost a girl that he had loved and a best friend. And so 2 years on, he's feeling guilty about that. And so he's kind of a loner and isn't really a happy-go-lucky kind of fella.
It's a... it's very hard to follow this movie. I don't understand... I don't understand it very well. And if I didn't understand more about Japanese culture, it's very, like, very abstract. It's an abstract movie.
It's definitely not a little kid... This is an animated action movie.
The thing is, there's so many things that I just don't understand. Like, I didn't understand.
Like
until
what?
I read about it afterwards.
Right.
Like, I just don't know where to begin. That's what I'm saying. It's just like, it's so out there. It's like some kind of dream or something. It's some Japanese person's dream or something.
Well, it is Final Fantasy, so it is a fantasy. But
I like the movie, but it's out there. And it doesn't actually make sense. It doesn't come around. They got to fill in too much with me reading about it.
See, what happens with this movie, and I think the problem is, and probably the reason why it didn't ever get to the big screen here, is that you really kind of have to have played the game or to know what's going on in the movie. And in Japan, people, many, many, many people have played the game. I mean, it's a huge game. And here, a lot of people have played it as well, but I don't think enough people will know about it to then want to go and see the movie.
I think they should have made the Final Fantasy I movie and gone all the way up through.
Well,
because they had to explain too much. They should have just made like 12, 15 hours a movie.
Sweetie, but each Final Fantasy game is not a continuation. So Final Fantasy VII has nothing to do with Final Fantasy IX.
Well, then what the hell is going on, man?
And they had made a Final Fantasy, The Spirits Within movie. Remember that? We own that one.
I do remember that.
And that has nothing to
All
do
right.
with anything.
Well, let me get on to the positive side of it. Now, the animation was amazing. And there were some cool themes in it, in terms of how they view culture and their outlook on, you know, like, spirit life and stuff.
And the planet. And how the planet is a living entity.
Yeah.
That's something that's constant in, as far as I know, in every Final Fantasy game I've played.
Now, why was the guy... Why did he say he had to make up for his sins? What the hell was that? The whole time, Cloud guy is like, he's trying to do something. He's like, I feel like I have to... He was saying something like he was...
Well, he feels guilty because Aerith... And Zack died in the movie. Aerith was the ancient, and he feels I guess he feels responsible for their deaths. Also, before the game starts, he actually was a soldier. He was actually working for Shinra, which is the huge electric company that pretty much owns everything in the Final Fantasy VII world.
Yeah, this should be books.
They're really this. That's the thing with this game, is that it was so complicated, and so in depth, and the story was so, you know, was really a story. It wasn't just some like little crappy plot. I mean, it was a thing.
It's crazy stuff.
But the good thing about the DVD, and this is probably, I think they did that to help people to understand. On the same disc as the movie, there's also a half-hour recap of the game with the game graphics, which is funny to see because the game graphics are nothing compared to this movie. I mean, even while I was watching it in Japanese, with just hearing the Japanese voices, it didn't matter because this movie is the most beautiful movie I've ever seen. I mean, it puts the Pixar stuff and Shrek and all those other animated films to shame, I think. Or am I just being biased?
I wasn't so head over heels for the whole thing. I like it, but to me, it seemed like one fight and chase scene after another. All it was fighting and chasing. It was like, I don't know. It was like some kind of insanity. It was like the French Connection Japanese animation style without the drugs. It was good, but I don't like Japanese anime. I can't stand that stuff.
But it's not cartoon. It's
exactly.
Anime. It's like computer graphics.
This wasn't really like that, except for the faces of the characters and the way they looked. They were kind of animated up. And I don't like anime.
I do think you're at a disadvantage if you've never played the game. I really do.
Well, how come this game? How come this movie is number 4 in the DVDs? It's out of the top 20. It was number 4.
I'm telling you.
Who was buying this?
I just told you. This game is wildly popular. I mean, ridiculously popular.
Wow. So basically, if you're into the video game, you're going to love this movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
I mean, the animation was remarkable. At some points, I couldn't even believe it was animation.
Yeah, at one point, you're like, oh, that's live action during the city shots.
Yeah, and just some of the stuff, like the hair, first of all, the way they capture the hair is, they're very, like, that's some amazing, well, I guess it's a drawing, I don't know, it's computer graphics, right?
Computer graphics. It's
pretty remarkable, definitely.
I mean, even, like, they have the individual, like the thread count in the clothing and the leather outfits, you can see that it's not just a plain smooth plastic. It's leather and it's textured.
Oh yeah, they have all that down.
I mean, everything is so perfect,
crystal clear. And if we had a high definition TV, it would have been even better.
Forget it.
I mean, that's amazing. The thing is, though, I'm waiting for this kind of technology to be applied to a movie with a real, like, understandable plot, maybe made by, like, dare I say, Americans.
Don't say Americans.
But something like that. But something like, you know, like with like a well-made movie. This movie is...
See, I think...
It assumes that you're like... I don't know.
Well...
It assumes you know too much or something.
If you've never played the game, then if you get this DVD, because I think if you are, if you like animation... or computer graphic type things, I think you will love it, especially if you have an HD. But there, on the disc, there is, it's called Reminiscence of FF7. And what it does is it just fast tracks through the game. It's only 25 minutes long, but it gives you an idea of what went on in the game. But for 20, I mean, anybody who's played one of these Final Fantasy games, you know that the 25 minutes does not, I mean, I played Final Fantasy games, and you can spend 60, 70 hours or more, you know, depending on how much time you spend in each area. So 25 minutes is a very brief a brief summary. But it's interesting to see how it looked. And the summary, you know, it kind of should be a little bit longer, because what it is it's the game with has Japanese subtitles on it. And it has the American or the English subtitles on it, but they go by so fast, you know. You really have to, like, be reading them quickly, and it's kind of hard to do that for 25 minutes. But I could see where, if you had never played the game, you would struggle a bit with the movie, because you know, in the game, you know, they're using magic, and they can summon things, and the three of the villain type characters were in this game, and one of them, Kadaj, is a summoner, but they don't really say that he's a summoner. But if you've played Final Fantasy, you know he is, and he'll raise his hand and then he'll summon these beasts to come and fight. And Dave's like, where did they come from? What is he doing? How does he do that? So it's like, and then you'll see that at one point, Cloud uses a spell in Thunder. It's called in Final Fantasy XI. You know, you use a spell, and now every time you use your sword, there's a lightning attack attached to it. So there's stuff that they made it very subtle in the movie, which was very cool for me. but stuff that Dave had no idea, you know, why is this happening, or who's that person, and it was kind of, I could see that you were kind of struggling with it, and even though it is absolutely beautiful, it is so fast-paced that it's very hard to keep up with it if you have no idea what's going on.
It's true. The characters were very androgynous.
What do you...
They're all like man-women.
You didn't think that really? I think the men always look a little on the effeminate side, but I think the women look very, I think they look beautiful. The kids looked androgynous.
There's too much stuff that I couldn't understand. This is all very vague. At one point, their eyes are snake eyes. At another point, they have clear eyes. What the hell? Can't they explain that to me a little better?
They kind of did. It was the...
That's like a fortune cookie they explained it. You have a gleam in your eye. That faraway gleam.
They don't talk like that.
What the fuck is that?
That's not nice. They did not talk like that. That's...
If they could, they would.
What do you mean, if they could, they would?
They wanted to talk like that.
No.
They wanted to.
No, they didn't. But, yeah, well, because they have this disease. Oh, what?
Oh, in the translation, when it said, when he was picking up the phone in the recap at the end, and he goes, hi. And it goes, hello. He doesn't say hello when he goes hi. That's yes. Hi is yes, not hello.
Well, it's the...
You don't translate to hello when it's hi is yes.
Hi.
What else did they mistake on in the translation, if I picked up on that one little thing?
Wait, so in Japan, hi means yes.
Yes, it does not mean hello. Hi.
But that's how they answer the phone there?
That's true. But they don't go hello. They go yes.
Yeah, well, we say hello.
Don't translate. Yeah, we also have a word for yes. It's yes.
But the translation can't be literal all the time.
Well, I'm saying, if that is off, what else is off in the translation?
It's not off. It's just...
It can't be translated. Do you know that Japanese people don't have any irony? They don't even have irony. There's no such thing as irony in Japan.
I don't know what you mean by that. What do you mean there's no such thing as irony?
Look, if there's any irony in Japan, it's because they learned it from America and they brought it over there. It's like, you know, McDonald's. It's not... irony and sarcasm is not from Japan. They don't do that.
There's some sarcasm in this...
That's some American influence. That's not a Japan trait.
Really?
They don't understand, like, oh, nice going. They don't understand that. They're like, oh, thanks.
Oh, really?
They're like, no, nice going. No. They're like, well, okay, thank you. No, idiot. I'm fucking making, you know, it's like...
Like if you said, good job, asshole?
Well, asshole, they'd be like, why? But if you said, yeah, like, nice going. Oh, yeah, good move.
Real beauty.
Yeah, they'd be like, oh, really? Beautiful? Oh, okay.
Or maybe this is just the Japanese people you know, Dave.
No, I am told that there is no irony in Japan.
But you were told that, but who told you that? Did a Japanese guy tell you that?
I believe so.
No.
I can't remember at this point where I heard that, but it's just like, we take for granted like things like, you know, sarcasm. Like, because basically it's like this, like me and my friends were so sarcastic and cynical, and I have friends from Japan who are like, you know, they just didn't understand where we're coming from because they're not like that. They don't have that.
How do they not have that?
I don't know. It's just not part of them. It's not part of the way they
see life.
They don't
have sarcasm. I don't understand that. Even little kids are sarcastic here.
It's a bizarre concept. Anyway, can you point out any sarcasm in that movie? Maybe there was a little bit. I don't know. Irony and sarcasm are not really the same thing.
No.
But they kind of dwell upon the same sort of principles. Not principles, but they touch on similar ways of thinking.
I think you're touched. I think you've touched on something over there.
I dare you to find me a Japanese person who is sarcastic, who is not from America. A Japanese person who speaks only Japan.
How would we know? If he was Japanese and only spoke Japanese, how would we know if he was a sarcastic guy?
Well, we'd have to get another Japanese person who speaks English to tell us that that's true. That, nope, I don't have that over there.
Well, let me just say this. If you're Japanese and you are listening to this show, Can you please confirm or deny Dave's out there?
I'm not talking about a Japanese person who's living in America or whose ancestors live in America. I'm talking about a Japanese person fresh from Japan.
No, but listen, Dave, if there's a Japanese guy out there or girl whose parents are from Japan, would know.
Yes.
They would know, and they'd be, you know.
And they can confirm whether or not chopsticks in the rice actually is an insult to the elders who are dead, because it means you're inferring that the bones have been dug up.
Shut up, what?
And the bones of your ancestors have been dug up from the ground if you leave your chopsticks in the rice at the meal.
Oh, stop it. See, now I think you're making some
things
up.
I'm not. This is what I've been told.
Who told you these things?
People. I heard things.
But how do you just hear that?
Because I've had French. I was in with the Japanese music people.
I think they were fucking with you. I think they were being sarcastic fucks.
I don't know about that.
They could have been. They could have been doing that. But anyway, with the game, there was some problems with translation. Because like you said, the cultures are so different. And in the Japanese games, they kind of assume that you know what a lot of the stuff that they know or think they know or... You know, the lives they're living.
And what was this? There was a whole gang of kids who wanted to kill the planet? They wanted to just get rid of everything. They were so angry that they wanted to kill the planet? I didn't understand that.
Sephiroth, who is the big bad guy in the game, and who dies in the game,
he looked more like David Lee Roth to me.
No, he looked nothing like David Lee Roth. Sephiroth is like the ultimate bad guy.
Cloud looked like David Bowie, and he looked like David Lee Roth.
He has gray, long gray hair.
Well, so does David Lee Roth. Now.
What? He does?
No, I don't know. He doesn't have any hair, actually.
Why do you even talk about David Lee Roth?
I don't know. It's Sephiroth.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Sephiroth.
So you make a David Lee Roth joke?
Well, he had long
because
hair like
they
he
have
was in
Roth?
Van, he was like a Van Halen. Look, he looked like he was a rock guy from Van Halen in the 80s. 70s.
Oh my god, Dave. Dave. That's such a stretch. And so not funny.
Whoa.
Sorry, but I
Sephiroth. What is he? A Jew?
No, he's
Seth Roth. Ross.
Actually, I think I read somewhere that Sephiroth has some sort of tie to some sort of Kabbalah story or something. I'm not sure.
A lot of that stuff was like kind of deep. It was like, you know, it was like a, what am I trying to say? It was like a conspiracy theory or something.
The thing is that the movie moves so fast from thing to thing. They kind of give you some information. And then there's fights and battles and chases, and that's the way the game is. You know, there's a lot of fighting. That's what the game is about. You have some story, then you have a fight. You go through some more story and you have another fight, and that's what happens. And at the end, all those other people came. You saw those people, the guy Barrett with the gun as a hand, like they just came out of nowhere to help him at the end.
Yes.
Fighting Bahamut and...
Right. How'd they get there?
They were all part of the original crew in the game. See, this movie starts and it's just really Cloud and Tifa Lockhart and Marlene. But these other people were always around in the game as well. That's why they kept calling him on the phone saying, you know, hey, where are you, blah, blah, blah. And...
yeah, that shit is all... I couldn't understand any of that stuff.
Yeah, that they were his friends from before.
I mean, don't get me wrong. This movie is entertaining. I was watching it the whole time. It was good. It was all good. It just, I couldn't understand any of it. I mean, if I were to take a quiz on this, I would have been completely lost.
Right.
I still liked it much more than Harry Potter.
Yeah, well, it's not a kid's movie. It's much shorter than Harry Potter. I mean, I'm trying to... How long is this movie? It's 101 minutes, so... It's an hour and 41 minutes. So, and Harry Potter was, what, almost 3 hours.
Whoa. Hey, no.
But it's, it never stops. It never, it never gets boring. The problem
is
you need to.
There's a lot of themes going on there. Let's put it that way. There's a lot of themes and most of them don't get thoroughly explained.
For your liking. Like what?
No, it's not that I didn't like it.
No, but I'm just saying, if you knew maybe what was...
Well, look, first of all, like, that whole, like, life energy stream, that whole life force thing.
Uh-huh, the life stream.
Yeah, and how you get dissolved back into it when you die and stuff. That, I don't know, I just didn't, that wasn't explained very well. It was explained okay, but... I don't know.
No, you know what? It was explained really well at the very beginning, but I think at that point in the movie, you're just settling in, and you weren't fully open to digesting everything. It's in the very beginning of the movie, all they show is the live stream, and the girl talks about it.
Let me tell you this: they should have done like Star Wars does, and they should write it, and it should come written across the screen, so you can read it and dissolve it that way.
Absorb
it like in goddamn Alka-Seltzers in your brain. You got to get that stuff that needed to be that woman. And that woman's voice, she's so weak and timid. She's
In the beginning?
Yeah.
It's like a little girl.
Exactly.
She's like nine.
Let's get freaking Tony Soprano in there to tell me what's going on.
So you would like an animated Tony Soprano.
I need Sill with his asthma spray telling me what's up.
Ma. You need Polly Walnut saying,
exactly.
Ma.
Jesus.
So what you didn't like about the movie was that you couldn't follow it?
This is what I didn't like. There was so much going on that if I didn't have you to explain it, I would have been lost. Second, just too much fighting and chasing and big swords and not enough clarity in the plot. Other than that, it was a spectacular spectacle.
So what would you give this movie on a 1 to 10?
Give it a 7.
Interesting.
Because the animation's a 10.
The animation
and the story is about a 5.
All right.
So it's about a 7. And it would have been a 7.5, but there's just too much of the same stuff over and over again. A lot of motorcycle fighting.
The motorcycles, how amazing did they look?
Very cool. The whole thing is cool. I liked it. I like the, you know, I like the Japanese culture. I just don't like the anime. It's all perverted, if you ask me. It's perverted stuff.
What?
The anime. They're all creepy. Creepy perverts.
I think the porn anime is called hentai.
That's what it's all about. All the other stuff is just to legitimize the porn.
Really?
Yeah, the creeps. Creepy, creepy, creepy Japanese.
Anyway, one interesting thing about this, about the game that I found on Wikipedia was that the game was, this is from Wikipedia, by the way. The game was also noteworthy in that it was the first Final Fantasy game to be made for a Sony console, and as such, avoided Nintendo of America's heavy censorship policy, allowing references to homosexuality, prostitution, and cross-dressing to remain.
What?
While such elements were not rare in Japanese role-playing games, they had previously been censored prior to release outside the Asian gaming market.
I didn't see any of that. What are they talking
about? This is the game. I'm talking about the game. This is the game.
And there was none of that in the movie?
No. No, there wasn't. But the game is very complicated, and the storyline.
Are you telling me there was 6 games before Final Fantasy VII, all in Japan?
Yeah, I mean...
Which was the first one to come out in America?
Oh, God. It's very weird, because what happens was that they had them out there... And then they said, well, let's start with this one in America, and let's quick just change the name to Final Fantasy I, even though it's really Final Fantasy IV.
Gotcha.
So it got really, like, weird and messed up, and I think eventually they renamed them properly. But they're good. They're really good games. And this game, you know, again, it's the storyline that really hooked a lot of people. I mean, this wasn't the first Final Fantasy game I played. But I certainly played it after.
What? How come one of the only things I recognized in this movie was the Moogle?
What do you mean, how come that's the only thing you recognized?
Carrying around a Moogle over there.
The Moogle? The Moogle is, I think it's in almost every Final Fantasy game. It could be in every one. The only thing missing from this movie were chocobos.
Uh-huh.
You know, the big yellow chickens that people ride.
Yes, yes.
And that no talk of Gil. Gil is the monetary unit in the Final Fantasy games. Why, I don't know. But there was no mention of Gil. But there was like, you saw the Moogle. Somebody would have had, they had a stuffed Moogle.
Mm-hmm, walking around with it.
Yeah, like a stuffed animal. Yeah, there was like little hints of stuff. they had a lot of, it was a lot of subtle stuff in there, and I really liked it. On a scale of 1 to 10, I would give it a 9, a 10 for the graphics, like you said, and I'll give it an 8 for story, and that's because I could understand it. So that's why we're going to have to agree to disagree a little bit on the rating.
Well, it's still pretty good.
It is. It's
pretty good.
I mean, it's if you have a high-definition television, this is really the movie to just watch. Now, let me ask you something else. Yesterday, we were also kind of watching... I wanted to watch this movie on the Sci-Fi Channel because it had George Takei in it and Michael Dorn.
Who the hell's he?
That's Worf from Worf. Star Trek Next Generation.
Worf as in Worf Rat?
No. So anyway, all day, on Saturdays, I like to just put on the Sci-Fi Channel because they play the crappiest movies ever. And they're, you know, they're touting, okay, at 9 o'clock, we're having a special premiere of our own movie, AI Assault, starring George Takei and Michael Dorn. So I was like, okay, George Takei's in it. I'm watching. I'm all for it. I make Dave sit down with me. We had to make sure the dogs were walked. We had eaten. And so we're sitting down to the movie. And what, 4 minutes in, they'd kill off George Takei?
Basically, yep.
I was like, what the fuck?
And then 2 minutes later, they kill off the other guy.
Robert Picardo, who was the doctor from Star Trek Voyager.
Oh, but dig this. They actually brought him back at the end for about 2 seconds.
I saw that. They had kind of the... It was a horrible movie.
It doesn't get any worse than that.
The movie was really bad.
Wait, what's that network?
Sci-Fi.
Yeah, it's got to go.
No, I love Sci-Fi Channel. I love Stargate Atlantis and Stargate SG-1.
Those got to move over to TNT and let's get rid of the Sci-Fi network entirely.
Stop it.
It's horrible.
Stop it. So anyway,
I'd rather have the Steven Seagal network.
That would be also equally hilarious. So did you watch the whole movie?
I basically watched the whole movie, yeah.
I had to, at the end, I just was like...
It was unfucking believable.
It was at 15 minutes to 10, or to 11 when it ended, I was just so bored with it. It was just so horrible that I just said, screw it, I don't care what happens at the end.
How do you have a movie starring a guy who's fucking killed off in the first 2 minutes?
Yeah!
That's a joke. A joke.
I would have gladly watched all 2 hours if George Takei was the hero of the movie.
I'd rather have just George Takei talking.
For 2 hours.
Yeah, let's just have a conversation, you know, with him.
A conversation with George Takei would have been much better.
And Robert Picardo, whatever the hell the guy's name is.
I love Robert Picardo.
It'd be like my dinner with George.
Oh my God, that
George
would be
Dre.
Hilarious. What?
George Dre.
Oh no, see that? You went too far with that. You went too far with that.
Oh, Jesus.
But what happened at the end? Did they kill all the artificial intelligent robots?
Oh God, I think you know what happened at the end was I let the dogs out and then they ran away and I had to go out, so I missed the last 10 minutes.
Okay, because I fell asleep 20 minutes before it ended.
Shit, I missed the last 10 minutes.
Well, who cared?
It was really, really bad.
It was really awful. And they Michael Dorn wasn't even, he was like some major or colonel somewhere in Washington. And you could tell they just had filmed all his stuff at one time. There was no action. He was just in an office all the time. He was just, somebody would poke in their head and say something and he'd answer. And that was it. I mean, he wasn't really like, you know, they made it like he was, him and George Takei were like the stars of the movie. I was so down for like a buddy flick with Worf and Sulu. And it just didn't happen.
That shit sucked, man.
Oh, it was
they
bad.
Had three people from Star Trek on it, though. That
yeah.
was the thing. Somehow they're like, we got three guys in different Star Trek. It's going to be great.
I swear that's the only reason I watched it. And it was awful.
And they killed all three Star Trek guys off in the first 3 minutes.
And you know, the other thing that was really fucked up?
Fucking break.
You know what was really fucked up?
Wretched dead.
They showed decapitations. They showed all of this ridiculous stuff. But then they would still bleep out if someone said, God damned. Come on.
It doesn't get much worse.
You could show the decapitation, but goddamn or goddamn it has to be bleeped out. I was just like, are you kidding me? That's the state of television today. It's the whole FCC thing. That's why it has to go. It just has to go. And this is cable, you know? I would rather have a Sci-Fi channel that was an extra $3, $4 a month. So I could see better stuff.
I agree.
If there was like an HBO that was all sci-fi with no commercials, I think I'd be in heaven.
Let's get rid of the commercials. What the hell is this? Aren't we paying for TV? We don't stick the antenna up on the roof anymore. We're paying for television. Why do I have to see commercials? What do I got to pay to stop seeing... What do I have to pay to stop seeing commercials?
And the commercials on cable are so bad. They're just awful. Just horrible.
It's all horrible.
It really is all horrible. So, would you...
Okay, hey, have a nice day.
So, would you recommend this movie?
I would recommend this movie, definitely.
Why? Why? If you couldn't understand it, why
because
would you recommend it?
Because it was definitely heavy, heavy animation.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, I don't know. It wasn't a drag. It was good. It was a good movie.
I would recommend not watching this movie on HBO or whatever channel it comes out on. I recommend getting the DVD because you have that, the Final Fantasy VII Reminiscence, which goes through the plot of the game. Then there's also the making of, which is really interesting. And it's really funny because, you know, you were saying how there's no, like, sarcasm or whatever. They interview all these, the Japanese people that worked on the movie. And there's no, like, they're not animated as they talk. You know how, like, well, our arms will flail or we'll make faces and gestures. They're all, like, very, like, oh, and you're like, wow. I mean, they're just all...
Well, if you were bombed into oblivion, you'd have a certain way about you, too. You know, so you think, that wasn't that long ago.
You think it was all... you think it's because of the A-bomb that they're like that?
Not the effects of the A-bomb. Just the...
The effects of being bombed?
The effects of being bombed and having this deep underlying hatred for America that you have to actually hide. And then you can sell them your products, but still fucking hate the shit out of them. And
I bet they still hate the shit out of us.
One day, one motherfucking day, you American motherfuckers, they're going to take over. That's what they're thinking.
You think
so? Oh, you think you can just bomb, yeah, bomb us like that. Oh, yeah, bomb us. Everything's okay. Oh, yeah, sure. They're not, you know, what are you kidding me? You know, you can't do that to a nation and think everything's going to be okay. Give me a fucking break. They're just plotting. Oh, very nice. Hi, American. Very good to see you. Wait, just you wait. Technology. They're just designing the technology to kill us. Now, I got no problems. I got plenty of Japanese friends. But if I was Japanese, I'd fucking hate America. And if you don't, what are you, nuts? How do you not hate America? How are you a Jew and not hate the Nazis? How are you a Japanese and not hate America? How is it possible? What are you? Oh, we just forget. Oh, yeah, forgive. Shut up. You don't forgive. That doesn't happen. Everything they do, that's in the back of their conscience. They fucking do shit perfectly. They copy. They're perfect. They're fucking meticulous. All because they strive to be strong as a nation. They have nation fucking patriotism. Their fucking allegiance to the nation is much stronger than ours. They're waiting. To the one day that America is weak enough that they can just fucking stomp on us.
So you think, but when you say stomp on us, you mean
they'll bomb us just like we bombed them. And
you think
and
they
worse.
Will?
Why wouldn't they? They hate us. They must hate us. How can you not? How can you not? How many bombs did we drop on black people? As slaves.
None.
Yeah, and look how much problems there is with blacks in America because of the problems of what white people did to black people. Look how much hatred there is amongst the people. And you think there's less between Japan and America? It just brews and stews.
Well, there you go. It's true. I mean, I always thought it was weird. You know, it's here's is only 60 years. I mean, that we bombed the shit out of them with a nuke.
The war was over and we bombed the shit out of them. They had surrendered.
Guess
and then we bombed one city, and then 2 days later we bomb another, or how many days later? Give me a break.
I mean, it was devastating.
You can say what you want about World War II. I'm just saying that the Japanese people definitely have an underlying grudge against America, whether they show it or not.
Well, can I tell you something?
What?
In the game, in Final Fantasy XI,
yes.
The Japanese players don't like the American players for the most part.
Ah.
They'll say something like NA, which is North America, no thanks. Like, they don't want to play with us. Some of them do. Some of them do. But there are large amounts that don't. NA, no thanks. That's what they. That's what it'll say maybe in their search comment or anything, you know. Or I don't speak any English, meaning don't even talk to me, even though a lot of them do speak English.
Yep. Well, there's probably thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Japanese people who do not feel that hatred towards America.
But
as a nation, I think it exists.
Well, there you go.
There's... Maybe a lot of them who are here in America, they want a better, they actually have ideals. They want the American dream. They, you know, whatever. They've compartmentalized their hatred.
I mean, it is pretty fresh in their minds.
Yeah, I mean, if you were born in the 60s, maybe you weren't around for it. But if you're a fucking 60-year-old Japanese person now, I think you got to have that more in your head than a 30-year-old Japanese person.
That's true. All right. Well, that's today's Japanese heritage lesson from Dave.
Let's just bomb people and just think it'll be okay as we help them to rebuild their country.
Yeah, that's the weirdest shit. We bomb the shit out of people and then we help them rebuild. But you know what it is, what we do with the rebuilding is that we give the American builders contracts. We have quite a history of doing stuff like that.
Fookers.
But this isn't a political show, by the way.
No, just a coincidence. Nothing to worry about.
Move along. All right, well, so that's it for this episode. Anything you want to say, Dave?
Arigato.
Come on down to daveandshecky.com. We have a list of past episodes that you may be interested in listening to, as well as a forum. If you want to challenge Dave on what he said.
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
That's all the Japanese I know. And now I know...
Hi!
Hi! What else?
See if I can think of another one for you.
Hi. Let's answer our phone like that.
Hi.
Okay, that's all you know, because you're looking for something else, and you're... Oh, the other thing I just wanted to mention briefly is that the music is really amazing.
Oh, I know how to say smells like balls.
Shut the fuck up, you do?
King Tamu no Aji.
Say it again?
King Tamu no Aji.
And it means smells like balls?
I think so.
Who told you that?
My friend Moss.
And why would you want to know that?
It either means balls or ass. I'm not sure.
Well, they both are so close.
It's true.
Taint. Maybe it means taint. It smells like taint.
It very well may.
It may mean smells like taint. Alrighty, well, that's it for this week's edition. DaveandShecky.com is waiting for you to come by and visit. That's it, everybody. See you next week.
Sayonara.